Is your business stuck in one spot, struggling to grow? Our 8-week ProFit Business Accelerator at winninggym.com/grow has your back. Sign up now for easy wins. No more struggle, just straight growth. You've got this. Now let's head on back to the show.
You are listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
All right, welcome back to the Built to Grow podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, joined in studio by none other than Randy Engston. What's up, buddy?
Dude. Oh, none other.
None other.
I got recognized this weekend. You're the guy on the podcast. You're the guy that's on all the posts with Tim. Yeah, I'm that guy.
You're that guy. You're recognized.
Yeah,
it was awesome. Guys, we got a little event coming up here. I don't know if you know this or not. September 5th through 7th in Chicago is our 6th annual Growth Summit. I'm pumped. I am freaking pumped.
We're right there.
I'm deep in the weeds, guys. Also, if you're going to be in the Providence Perform Better, I'll also be speaking at that event in August, late August, this month. Stop by. You guys can make it out to that chat, the little talk. I got some cool stuff to go over. Never before ever discussed.
First time ever.
First time ever. All right. So let's get into this topic, guys. This topic is going to hit home for a lot of people. It's like, you know, you work so hard to create a community around your members and have this as like a home for them. And it's the third place, home, work, gym. And you do a lot of things, and a lot of times you break your own rules to cater to a client. You're worried about a bad review. You can't raise a rate on a client because they've been with you since the first day and like they supported you, and all these reasons you tell yourself why you can't do it. And of course, the decision's always yours. You're the owner. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, I think you're fooling yourself into thinking that your clients really care about your business, when honest truth is, if it's inconvenient for them, if it doesn't work out for them anymore, they're quitting your gym. Like, yeah. Even though you've bent over backwards and you maintained a relationship and you kept their rates the same after everybody else raised their rates, you know, and they were going through a hard time and you hooked them up and they don't care. When it's time for them to go, they're going to go. And it's a tough lesson to learn. I mean, you only get to that point after being punched in the face for 15 years.
Yeah.
I'll give you guys a great story. It's in my book, guys. By the way, Built to Win is out as of today. It is on Amazon. It's also at timlyonsbook.com. We've got some special bonuses for you when you go through that instead of Amazon. We'd love for you to go through timlyonsbook.com. Link in the show notes.
There you go.
But I got a chapter in the book that says community won't save you. And at the end of the day, it's this. Like, for years, we had a world-famous holiday party here.
Oh, yes.
We would rent out bars, restaurants, and then over the last several years, we would do it here at the gym. We would get a poker team, or not poker, but a casino. We get blackjack and roulette and craps, and we would have a catered buffet, do a talk, music, dancing, giveaways, raffles, tens of thousands of dollars spent on holiday parties. And it was the thing to do. People were asking about it like as soon as the weather started turning, or even like right around now, yeah. August, October, September, October. Hey, when's the holiday party? I want to block it off. And it was well attended. It was a blast. And people would dress up and we'd have themes. And look, guys, I loved it. I loved it. But at the end of the day, it did not keep any clients any longer than they didn't want to be here. And the reason I know that is because the last couple in a row, we've had great events, and we would see these folks gambling and laughing and eating the food and high-fiving and winning skateboards and bicycles and Xboxes and stuff, Yeti coolers. And then the next Monday morning, cancel their membership.
Yeah.
Talk about a slap in the face, right? Like, at least wait a week, you know? Monday morning.
Lie to my face, right?
They would come in. It would be for any other reason but the ones that we wanted to hear, right? Sure. It was like, we wanted to hear they were moving. We wanted to hear, no, money's a little tight. Or, hey, I'm going to take a break. Like, what do you mean, right? And so after a while, I just stopped doing them. Mm-hmm. I mean, last year I didn't do one. I didn't do this one. I'm not doing one this year. And it is what it is. And I was very proud of them. It was like 10th annual, 11th yeah. annual, 12th annual. And we would have, it was a whole thing. We had a whole SOP on the holiday party. It was like, this is what we did. And, you know, it doesn't really matter anymore. Nobody's like quitting the gym because there's no holiday party. And it's like, well, Tim, don't you want to celebrate your clients? I mean, I do. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, we need to realize that if it's inconvenient, if you don't do the regular things in your gym, like get results, keep the place clean, show up on time, deliver a great service, like if you don't do all of those things, you don't think a holiday party ain't going to save anybody anyway. They're going to leave anyway. So I would rather focus on all of those things instead of trying to supplement with a charity event and a wine mixer and a thing like. Those stuff, things are cool, but like at the end of the day, it's not moving the needle. Mm-hmm. It does not move the needle. Like, well, Tim, maybe those five other clients stayed three extra months. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think if we do the things right in the gym, get clients, get results, you know, again, have the availability, provide a great service, that's where I'm spending my time.
And you might be able to take that capital that you spend on a party and put it back into the everyday type, you know, systems and things like that to get to ensure those results. That you'll see more of a measurable return on, if mm-hmm. that makes sense, right? Maybe it's not those five clients that stayed 3 months, but maybe it's half of your clientele now love something that you've brought into the business at, you know, a fraction of 10K or, you know, but other ways of kind of awarding the clientele, keeping the, like when I was with Thomas Plummer, he kept saying like training, not training fatigue, but like, you know, your clients come all the time, like having something to kind of break up the mundane.
Yep.
There are ways that you could do that more continually. And it doesn't necessarily have to be a big grandiose event. I mean, he used an example, like there was a Friday he showed up literally with a wagon and it had margarita stuff. And he walked around the floor and just made margaritas for people like on the training.
Cool.
It was, but yeah. It, but that to me, like that would probably carry over more than like the one big thing every year.
Yeah.
You know what
yeah,
I mean? Because people would be like, oh, I didn't expect that. Nobody expects that in a gym. Like right. It was something that was unique. It was fun. And it probably cost them $100. You know what I mean? But everybody that day had a smile on their face. You know, sure. They had the option of just, you know, being part of the party that was unadvertised. But, you know, a couple $100 versus spending $10,000 to, in theory, have the same unmeasurable level of
immeasurable of
you know community interaction. Mm-hmm. I could see stuff like that actually having a bigger impact than some of the larger.
Yeah, that's the community event side of it. The other side of it is your pricing, right? Your price goes up over the years, right?
And it should,
absolutely should. If you've been in business, call it 5, 6, 7 years, and you're still charging the same price, don't you think you've gotten better over the last 6, 7 years? If you haven't gotten better, then you're doing something wrong. Of course, you've gotten better as a trainer, as a gym, as an operation, more educated coaches, better systems. All of that happens over the last 6, 7 years, but you're still charging that client, Mrs. Johnson, five-year-old rates, and you're scared to death about her leaving because you're going to raise her rate. I said this at the very beginning. It's up to you. At the end of the day, but do you think that the client, when it's time for her or him to leave anyway, even if they're on their old rates, they're going to leave.
Mm-hmm.
So like get the rates that you should be charging so you can stay in business longer. And if they decide to leave, then it's on them.
Yeah.
But there's reasons why you got to raise rates. The one easiest one is if you've been in business over the last since COVID, your dollar is worth less. What do you mean? Well, your inflation.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if we have to do an economics lesson here, but at the end of the day, more money has been printed in the last 4 years than the history of the United States. This is the U.S., guys, and I'm sure it's probably happening in Canada and everywhere else that we have clients, but when there's more dollars printed or created into the circulation, each dollar's worth that much less.
Yep.
And so it costs more to get a carton of eggs and milk and live and gas and all these things. That's what inflation is. Your dollar is devalued because there's more dollars. Pretty simple.
Mm-hmm.
But so you as a business owner, you're burdened by those. You're, you know, it's like 40%.
Yeah.
It's not like, hey, it's 3%, you know, natural inflation.
You can absorb that somewhere.
That's a 40% knock, and it costs you 30 to 40% more to run your business than it did 3 or 4 years ago. You better be charging 30 to 40% more for your members to be a member at your club, because if you don't, you're taking the loss.
Exactly. I mean, just think about if a gym, what is the net revenue earned from a gym?
Hey guys, as you know, at Built to Grow, we're all about systems and scalability. And that's why I want to tell you about one of our sponsors, Semi-Private Pro. Several years ago, I was in our gym looking around and I noticed our coaches were staring at their clipboards, struggling to stay one step ahead of the clients. And I thought, gosh, there has to be a better way. So I tasked Zach, our fitness director, and I said, dude, we got to find a software that would enhance our clients' training experience and increase our coaches' levels of engagement. See, we're all about client experience here. After countless demos, we realized there was literally nothing designed for our training model. So we set out on a mission and I said, look, we got to create an app that is designed specifically for semi-private training. And I can tell you guys this firsthand, this is taking our training to new heights, and I'm confident it can do the same thing for you. See, with Semi-Private Pro, you can streamline your training system, enhance client engagement, and scale like never before without spending hours on programming. To learn more about how you can get started with Semi-Private Pro, head on over to special link here, semiprivatepro.com/BTG. That's Built to Grow. So just head on over real quick to semiprivatepro.com/BTG to check out a demo for yourself.
Look at the average, small business is 6%. Restaurants are right around there. Gyms can get to, I've seen as high as 40%, but let's just call it 12 to 20%.
Well, if you have 12, let's just say 12%, and your cost of doing business went up 40, you took a, 28% hit on your net revenue, which means you're actually operating at a loss.
Yep.
Then unless you
generated 40% more members.
Exactly. But at the same time, that's a moving target. You know what I mean? Yep. Like, it's going to continue on that trend. But if you're not taking the people that are spending the money with you along for that ride, you're just covering the cost by, you have to go spend to acquire those clients too. You're
marketing cost goes up.
You're outselling today's issue, but it's a trend. It's going to continue down that path. You have to at some point raise the rates on your current members, period, if you want to get out ahead of the costs of doing business going up.
And that's absolutely right.
And I think that there's a mindset thing here too. And I think that you said it earlier, you kind of have the ability to look at it a little differently after taking so many hits over so many years. But for the new guys out there, the people who've had their gym 2, 3, 4, 5 years, you care about every single client and you care about the relationship of every single client. And that while there's massive value around that, why are we the only industry that's willing to go in the hole to serve our own client?
Yeah.
Why are you willing to train your client at a loss because you care about the relationship more than the business that you decided to open?
Yeah, your own family.
I mean, walk into it. Like, and to me, it's not an emotional conversation because it has to be logical. Remove the emotions from it, right? If you walk into a Starbucks or you walk into a McDonald's, you walk into any other major business, brand, whatever it may be, you don't get to go in there and then just demand the fact that you get the rate of what you paid 5 years ago when they opened their doors at that location. Yeah. That's not how business works. Why are we as business owners in this fitness industry always willing to throw our business out the window to cater to the person that's sitting across
from us? It's really wild. I think there's 25 reasons for it. One of them is the product that we're selling doesn't have a line waiting out the door.
Sure.
Like when Starbucks opens in the morning, I don't even know what time, I'm sure there's people sitting in their car waiting for that door to open. I know Costco. Discount Tire. I know all these places that the product and service is in such a demand that they don't care. Like, this is the price and you pay it. And the clients don't care either. That's the price, I got to pay it. In the gym world, we have a different relationship with the client where, again, we've talked about this on the show many times. What other service where the client actually does the physical labor, mm-hmm. the physical work to get the result, and they're paying for it?
And you're meeting them multiple times a week in order to deliver that. And like,
it's just
the relationship
it's a really weird business that that doesn't align with any other business out there on that aspect. I mean, there's a subscription model and brick and mortar. Those are the same, but like it's a service-based business. But
you know, yeah, but you know where the fitness wins? You need, in a training gym, you need 200 people. Mm-hmm. That Starbucks needs 2,000 a week.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? To individuals, not just transactions, but like the sheer amount of a local demographic that a Starbucks or one of those types of businesses needs to, you know, cover. They need to hit a lot of those. Like it's a transaction. It's a number of transactions as opposed to, you know, number of clients in a way, but you can be really successful with 200 people. And when you start to look at your business where you don't have to cater to everybody, you don't have to win the 25,000 people that are in your community. You need 200 of them.
Yep.
And if somebody is not willing to pay your price because this is today's rates, maybe they're not the right client for you. And I'd go one step further, I mean, pushing kind of your mindset as the listener. You're doing a disservice by keeping that person in your business and catering to them as opposed to waiting for or looking for that next person who wants what you have at the rate you're offering and is going to be fully invested into your business for what you bring to the table.
Yeah.
And I think that that's kind of the hard transition is like, you know, for every no that you get, you have the ability to go get a yes, but we're so stuck on just that one person that's in front of us. And we're not even thinking the fact that maybe when this person's gone in the shit storm that they bring with them sometimes, because a lot of times it's the person that you're constantly putting out fires with this person because they're paying the least and they've got the most to say.
Yep.
Maybe it's time to fire that client and open up the doors for a couple people who really love what you offer.
And we've had a million times here. I mean, when we get rid of those clients, things get better.
And then you find out from other, thank God for letting that person go. What you didn't hear was, you know, they were complaining on the training floor, like every side.
You never
like,
hear it up front. It's always after. Same thing with coaches. When you let a coach go or something, thank God you left that. I mean, really? Why don't you tell me this during the thing? So I guess the point of this episode, guys, is listen, like you got to run your business as a true business. Yes, you're allowed to break the rules and make a decision as the owner, but 9 times out of 10, it bites you in the ass.
Yeah.
Either through never being able to raise a rate on somebody, now you've got a spot filled that you can't service a full paying client for, or they leave anyway when you did everything for them, or you're training them for free because you want to really help this person. You're allowed to do free stuff. You're allowed to do whatever you want. But as a grizzly veteran of this industry, 9 times out of 10, it just never works out in your favor in the long run. Okay. Yeah. And so like, you hear a lot of this out of these topics, like, man, I'm jaded or whatever. It's the reality. You wait for till you're 12, 13 years in and you'll think like I do at the same time. I thought like you did, is just like every single person mattered. They still matter. But like, if somebody's going to leave, they're going to leave. There's nothing that you can do about it. And they don't care either. And so like, if they don't care, why the hell do you care? You know what I mean? And so like, yes, I know you're running out of desperation, need the money, and you can't lose any client. I agree. You can't. But the more energy you spend trying to hang on to somebody and bending the rules, and you know, normally we don't do once a week, but for you, I'll do once a week. And yeah, we raise your, you know, everybody else's rate, but you have this special rate. All that stuff muddies the water, makes things more confusing for you as a system. It's not worth it. So do what you got to do to help out a neighbor. Like, look, I'm not a hard ass on that. Like if you really got to help somebody, do it.
Yep.
But don't make that the norm.
Yeah. Because you're going to end up breaking systems. And when all of those systems start going out the window, you're not getting that stuff back. When you've got 15 different price points for 200 people and you've got, you know, how much, what is the time and energy going into just reconciling that stuff, making sure that people are like,
you look at a weird rate and you're like, what is that?
Yeah.
And then now you're spending time. But if every rate is the same, you know exactly what membership they're on, then like there's no thought process around it. Anyways.
Yeah. Sometimes, and I think that's a good takeaway for this episode, is sometimes the energy that you're spending far, it's like a con, right? Like that far exceeds the value of the few bucks that you're saving from, you know, actually bringing in from that client. Sometimes the headache is not worth the few dollars to save one more client when you're breaking everything that it takes, so, you have.
Yep. Stick to your guns, business owners. This is a business. Again, don't piss somebody off so bad that they're going to throw Molotov cocktails in your business, right? But, like, take care of the folks you need to take care of. You're allowed to do whatever you want, but, like, from our side of the fence, you got to keep things as a business. It's not emotions. It's logic. And just the inflation and the value of the dollar being so much less than it was just 3 to 4 years ago. Like, it's never happened in history. I'll put to you that way. It's never happened. And so, like, you better get your shit together. Or you're going to be out of business. And nobody cares. Nobody's coming to save you.
No.
Right?
Yeah. And that's the biggest thing that you mentioned is, like, God forbid, you know, you had a number of those clients in there that weren't paying their way. And then all of a sudden, boom, now you're trying to pay payroll and it's not there. You think your clients are coming to offer donations to pay your staff?
Nah.
No, that's your burden to wear.
Yep.
And when your door is closed, again, they're looking for somewhere else to go train. They're not looking to come bail you out.
No, they're going to go find somewhere else. So anyways, guys, hopefully that helps you. Turns the wheels a little bit. Makes you second guess a couple things you're maybe doing in your business. If you guys need any help, links in the show notes, guys. Hopefully we see you in Chicago. And Built to Win is out. TimLyonsBook.com. That's it for this episode. Until next time, keep changing lives. We'll see you on the next show. Bye. All right. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Built to Grow podcast. If you want more help growing your business, join our free Facebook group, Profit Accelerator, helping training gyms grow to $30,000 a month and beyond. We'd love to see you there. Go check out the show notes for the link and keep building something great. And we'll see you in the next episode.